everybody. Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. We are here today talking about connecting with coworkers. JC, what do you have for me?
Oh, I'm tired. You and I, we were just in that town hall meeting. I hate those, don't you? I'm kidding. I enjoy town halls and group meetings. I really do. But sometimes, Wendy, they can come off in a really, really, really bad and strange way. And yes, there could be a disconnect of communication, actually.
So you, some companies just call these like all hands meeting. You might call them something else.
Jazz hands meetings.
They do not call them that.
It keeps it fun though when you're in person or virtual. Turn your camera on. Well, it's the jazz hand. No, it's all hands. I know all my hands are up. They're shaking.
For some personalities, that's fun. So for some other personalities like mine, I have to do everything I can not to roll my eyes. But some personalities would be like, oh, this is awesome. This is amazing. Other people are like, let's get to the point. You're wasting my time here.
Right. Meet me at Disney later for slushies. No, we're going to a piano bar for cocktails. This is not funny. Yeah, two sides of the coin.
Whatever you call them, all hands meeting or you know, town hall meetings, some of them can be very, very productive if done right. Yeah. Now, if you're one of those companies that say you're going to come to this town hall meeting, whether it's virtual or in person, and you're just going to sit there and listen and we're going to talk at you, then they're going to be ineffective. So if you're just giving them only negative news or you're reading from a script, they're going to be ineffective. And so if you have a lot of changes going on in your organization, which most people do all the time anymore, you know, town hall meetings can bring everybody together physically or virtually for people, the employees, to submit questions. I personally like to have the people submit questions ahead of time so that the executive team can prepare the answers ahead of time, right?
Well, it definitely makes you feel like you're connected then, Wendy, because you're being heard. You know, you want to ask questions, you want to hear the answers, and then, you know, if they're not brought forth in a satisfactory manner, that they might not feel like it was productive, worthwhile, or a total waste of their time. You're exactly right.
Right. If 90% of your employees are asking about budget and raises and you don't address that in the company meeting, then you don't even have the meeting because they're going to be like, this is what we're here for. Like, just tell them why you can't do raises. And now, is it going to be a fun experience? Absolutely not. Is it going to be transparent? Yes. Are people going to possibly put one leg out the door and start looking for other, other jobs? Possibly, but they may also say, hey, my company's being transparent. This is what they're doing to, you know, maybe raise more revenue so that they can help us.
Yeah.
When it goes into, you know, what we're dealing with around this time of the year is, you know, layoffs. And so if people are doing, your company is doing layoffs, even if it's just three people, be transparent about, okay, this is the last of the layoffs until we address our budget again in 6 months. And this is what we're doing. And this is why the layoffs occurred.
That transparency, that form of communication is a form of actual engagement because you're engaging the minds of the individuals that you're communicating with. You're not just talking at them, you're talking with them. You're even though they might not have words coming out of their mouth back to you, you're connecting with their mind. You're engaging at a different level. It enhances motivation and participation at the end of the day because your transparency sets you apart from the rest, hands down. Sorry, I had to add that, Wendy.
No, that's fine. It really, your town halls need to be informative, not boring, not same stuff, different day, not a script, and they need to be participative. Like I said, you know, you need to have that microphone ready and have somebody running around the room answering allowing people to ask questions and then be prepared to answer them. And if you don't have the answer, then just tell them, I don't have the answer to that. However, I will have the answer in 2 weeks and we're going to send out a video or have another town hall meeting. But the other thing it really needs to be, even when it's negative news, it needs to be inspiring. If you're only focusing on bad news, if you're only calling town halls when bad things are happening, people aren't going to want to attend and they're going to, again, be unengaged and unproductive and have one foot out the door, if not two, looking for a new job. So town halls can help, you know, companies and employees build connections because you could also be doing things like, you know, a kudos and awards and things like that there. Well, that's another podcast for another time, talking about awards and kudos.
You know, what's interesting about all this, though, is the regularity of it all, though, too. Like, if you're doing them infrequently, you're not establishing a baseline where people could grow from. But if everyone knows that, you know, every other month we're going to get together with the CEO and he's going to tell us everything that's shaken down in a very casual manner where we're connecting, but it's core business. Fantastic. And then on the months that are in between, we're still getting together, but we're bringing someone in like the HR lady. And we're going to spend 1 hour together talking about something related to core business and new topics and learn together. I don't know. I like frequency. I like building repetition like that. And I personally believe that it really helps the mindset of the workforce to keep people on track in that manner. What do you think?
No, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you on that. You know, the other thing, the final thing I wanted to say about town halls is, yes, it cuts into the day-to-day work, right? But if you can build the town halls so that your employees actually have time to interact before and after, yeah, you know, chit chat, have that cup of coffee, beer, wine, whatever it might be, eating lunch together, even in the virtual aspect where you can have, you know, chats open or you're using Microsoft Teams, whatever it is, and you're maybe, and I hate to say the word force, but you're saying, hey, we have 100 employees, we're going to have 10 chats open and we're going to have 10 employees in each of those chats. And this is what we want y'all to talk about. And then you're going to come back and report out or something like that, so that you're kind of forcing people to chit chat either about a work project or, you know, whatever they did over their favorite vacation ever, something like that.
You're starting to hit a nail on the head of something I wanted to bring up to you. And I love the fact that it seems like a natural progression. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You're doing it online. You're on the line. You're using the internets. It was invented by Al Gore, renamed by George Bush. There's magical things happening there. So you're in the computer box. You're doing all this stuff. You're pulling your friends up on the screen. Look, there's a reason it's the magic computer box. I know it sounds funny, but it's magic. You turn your camera on. You can still see other people. Ensure you have enough bandwidth during your town hall meetings to make sure that the people, let it be in breakout rooms or during the entire session, have the ability to have those cameras on, have the face-to-face interaction. It's going to take that remote workforce to a totally different level, being able to communicate, to connect with the physical body language of another individual.
You could also do, you know, let's just say you're doing monthly team town halls, or maybe they're, you know, just departments or something like that.
Ooh, yeah,
you can
yeah.
have fun with it. You can, you know, have goofy hat day or something like that. And then people want, you know, will be able to tune in and look at their coworkers and their goofy hats. Now, some people like myself don't necessarily love that. I have a hat on right now. It is very blah and plain. But, you know, I know that I need to suck it up, buttercup, and participate. And then I end up having fun afterwards. So for the people that are, you know, not necessarily the Debbie Downers, but they're just like, hey, that's not my cup of tea. I just want to get my work done. You might need to talk to them separately and say, hey, you're an integral part of this team, and I want you to participate because people really are attracted to you and they want to connect with you, and this will help with that. Go ahead, JC.
Question for you right away. Now, talking about your big teams and your meetings and everything that you're talking about right here, the workforce is vast, diverse, and it's all over the place in the remote world now. And you also might have different time zones. And if we're talking the U.S., it could be anywhere from what, the Virgin Islands to Guam? Like, you really got to pick a time of day that's like convenient for everybody, right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, for any of our listeners that are out on the West Coast of the United States, those people out there, I have a lot of friends out there and clients as well. They're used to being early birds to adjust to the East Coast time. And I have to say, when I was traveling out there last year, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get used to it. But, oh, I loved it because getting up early,
yeah,
then I had like a whole day off almost.
Yeah, it's
not
wild,
really,
right?
But like, wow, I didn't just come home, have dinner, and have to go to bed. We get off at 3 o'clock because we started at 6 a.m. So, you know, it's not for everybody, but thank you for bringing up the time zones. The one last thing I wanted to say about that, about the town halls or, you know, whatever you want to call them, the monthly or quarterly sessions, is try not to always focus it around holidays because not everybody celebrates the same holidays.
Ooh,
so,
true.
You know, we're in the we're in the November, December, January holiday season, and there are a ton of holidays in this season for many different religions and non-religions. And so just be careful so that you don't end up, not even discriminating against, but just pushing people away because you're not accepting them.
110%, Wendy, real quick. Look, December 21st, it was crossword puzzle day. A lot of people didn't celebrate,
I know a lot of people that do crosswords, and it's supposed to be really, really good for your brain and your memory. So maybe I need to do that because I feel like my memory's sliding a little bit, which is why I have post-it notes all over my wall right here. All right, folks, we'll be right back to continue this conversation. And I want to talk about, for those of you that may not have a great manager, what you can do.
Ooh, don't threaten me with a good time. See you soon.